Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 17, 1805. Sacagawea and Kameoet, brother and sister. After a very strenuous canoe trip up the shallow Jefferson River, Clark arrives today at the camp where Lewis and his small party and 20 or so Shoshone are waiting. He has Charbonneau, Pomp, and Sacagawea with him. Upon their arrival, it is discovered that Sacagawea is the sister of the chief, Kameoet. This relationship undoubtedly aids in the procurement of horses to complete the journey to the Pacific. Captain Clark writes the journal entry for today.
A fair, cold morning. Wind southwest. The thermometer at 42 above zero at sunrise. We set out at 7 o'clock and proceeded to the Forks. I had not proceeded on 1 mile before I saw at a distance several Indians on horseback coming towards me. The interpreter and squaw, who were before me at some distance, danced for the joyful sight, and she made signs to me that they were her nation. As I approached nearer them, discovered one of Captain Lewis's party with them dressed in their dress. They met me with great signs of joy. As the canoes were proceeding on nearly opposite me, I turned to those people and joined Captain Lewis, who had camped with 16 of those Snake Indians at the Forks 2 miles in advance. Those Indians sung all the way to their camp, where the others had provided a kind of shade of willows stuck up in a circle. The three chiefs with Captain Lewis met me with great cordiality, embraced, and took a seat on a white robe. The main chief immediately tied to my hair 6 small pieces of shells, resembling pearl, which is highly valued by those people, and is procured from the nations residing near the seacoast. We then smoked in their fashion without shoes and with much ceremony and form. Captain William Clark, August 17, 1805.
Clark, talking with the Indians through an interpreter, learned of the best routes to the Pacific and to avoid one stream that had a great falls. He discussed the route with Lewis and decided to travel ahead, scouting the route. He took 11 men with him, directed them to have each an axe and such tools as will enable them to build small canoes if needed. The camp that Lewis formed and where all the talk took place was called Camp Fortunate by the captains. It was in present-day Beaverhead County, Montana, just below the forks of the Beaverhead River. Some of the party would remain in this camp until August 24. Camp Fortunate is now under Clark Canyon Reservoir. Tomorrow, Captain Lewis barters for horses.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.